Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Yes.
Set me on
fire.
Come on,
hallelujah. Set us on fire, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you, Father. We praise your name today, Lord. And we ask you to set our souls on fire. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. And welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of high manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop. With everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, we got you covered. That includes Easter, Mother's Day, graduation, convocation, convention, and everything else. Sizes up to XXL and 28 wide. So make sure you go to churchgirldresses.com. The spring sale is going on now. Enter the code CHURCHGIRL at checkout to receive 15% off. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is making power moves takes risk. Making power moves takes risk. And we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 25 through 29. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., you can call in while I'm live. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. But even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can listen to it as many times as you like, as well as bless someone else you love by sharing that text. Follow by texting the letters BS for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text with today's teaching. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Let's get into this word, because not only do I have a great word for you, I have a great surprise about what will be happening for me or to me later today. All right, I am in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 25 through 29, reading from the KJV. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. Making power moves means taking risks. So many times in life, I have said, and I'm sure you have said, and we've heard others say, I'm going to be a power player, or we're a power couple. You know, that's the power person, and we've talked about the moves we desire to make to position ourselves in places of elite wealth, fame, ministry, you know, generating financial success, or whatever it may be. The problem is, though, we're not really willing to take the risk. See, everybody wants the fame, and everybody wants the glory, but nobody wants to take the risk. The Bible has already told us that to whom much is given, much is required. So in order to be able to go to that elite place, that high place, you must be willing to undergo the trials and tribulations which are necessary to climb that ladder. This means that there will be some people who will not like you. There will be people who will defame you and scandalize your name. This may even include your family members as well as those who have been in your inner circle. Because sometimes people desire to profit by any means necessary, they will also at times sell your stories to TMZ, scandalize, or the highest bidder. Scandalize your name all over social media. They'll do whatever it takes because they want also their 15 minutes of fame. I'm talking to you today about making power moves. You see, if you truly desire to change your circumstances, you must understand that no effective nor continual nor perpetual change, which really has caused some kind of cataclysmic impact, takes place, glory, without some kind of suffering. That's why there's that anecdote, the cost of fame. There's a cost to going higher. And everyone whom you know, every name which has been memorialized throughout history, is because that person refused to just live an ordinary life, refused to be average, decided that what they wanted was worth the cost and the risk, glory. And they decided to go through the test. In the book of Matthew 14, verses 25 through 29 that I just read unto you, we read the biblical record of Peter walking on water. But I want you to take a minute and just think about the background of that situation. He was not the only person in the boat. You see, the apostles, the disciples were there together in the ship. That means they all saw Jesus walking on water. They all had been with the Master. They all knew who Jesus was. They all knew the power that he had. They all seen him working miracles, but only Peter was willing to take the risk of stepping outside the boat. Making power moves takes risk. If I ask you right now the names of all 12 of the apostles, you couldn't name them. Unless you're a minister or a pastor who really focuses on that, notice I, you know, stated that caveat, because every minister, every pastor can't name them, and it's not any slight to the ministers or pastors. I'm a minister as well. It's just that every one of those disciples didn't do anything extraordinary. Glory. But see, you remember Peter's name. You remember Peter for walking on water. You remember Peter because he denied Jesus. You remember Peter because then later he became one of the great apostles carrying the word of Christ. You remember him. You remember Judas because he betrayed Jesus. But do you know who took Judas's place? You don't remember that person. Do you remember all 12? No, you don't. You remember Paul, who was not one of those apostles, but you remember Paul, who had originally been Saul because of his great work for Christ. Do you understand what I mean? If you want to make power moves, if you want to ensure that what you have done will impact generations, you got to be willing to take risk. Glory. All of the famous people we know today, I'm not just talking about because they're in a movie. I'm talking about people who changed the, you know, the lives and world in the world. Those are people who were willing to take some risk. You know, George Washington, you know him. Abraham Lincoln, you know him. Thomas Edison and the light bulb, you know him. Women who got out there and fought for our right to Jr., you know Jesse Jackson, you know Neil Armstrong, you know Oprah Winfrey, you know Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, you know Dr. Ben Carson, not so much because he's in politics now, but years ago there was a movie made about him entitled Gifted Hands, where Cuba Gooding Jr. played him, because Dr. Carson was a renowned neurosurgeon. And even today, we celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. How do you know them? Because they took risks. Time after time they failed. Time after time they were ostracized and criticized. People laughed at Bill Gates when he said there will be a day when there's a computer in every home. Computers were so large back then that that vision could not even be conceptualized by people. But today it's more than one computer in every home. You got a tablet, you got a computer on your phone, you got a laptop. Do you understand what I mean? What if he had given up when people said, what you're talking about cannot be done? What if Dr. MLK had given up when people said, look, stop marching, there's not going to ever be a day that African Americans will have those rights that you're seeking? What if Noah had given up when God told him to build the ark? What if Moses had stopped going to see Pharaoh after Pharaoh rejected him the second time? What if Moses said, I can stand up here and lift up my hands to part the Red Sea? What if Peter had not tried? What if Jesus, our Savior, had not been crucified? If you want to impact life, you got to be willing to take risks. Last month, as an attorney, I settled a case against an international major corporation. If I say their name right now, you would know who they are. But, of course, as part of the settlement, I can't say it. But what's interesting is when I first took that case, three attorneys vetted that case for me, and not one said it was worth over $20,000. As a matter of fact, I asked them, each one of them, you know, separately, at different times. I started with the first one. Do you want to come in on this case with me? This was a case involving some kind of discrimination against a person in a store. And those cases are very, very hard to prevail on because of the way the laws are written. And so each one of them said, no, you can have it. Only $20,000, that's the most you'll get. And the other two, I think, vetted it at about $15,000. But nobody more than $20,000. Last month, I settled that case for six figures for that client. I overcame the other side's motion to dismiss my case outright. I had to fight for that. I got it. You know, I went through depositions. I did those things. And by the time we finished the last one, they called and reached out to me to settle. Over six figures. What if I had just listened to what everyone else said? But I took the risk. On today, I will be interviewed on Fox News at 12 noon. I don't know what time it will air. They just said it will air today, so probably on the evening or night news. In regards to me taking the case where the police brutalized and falsely arrested one of our esteemed veterans sitting in a park in Miami bothering nobody. He is a retired Army officer. He's also a minister and registered nurse. They not only brutalized him, they falsely arrested him, they falsified the police report. I took his case from the criminal perspective and was finally able to get that charge dropped. I think 3 days, somewhere between 3 to 5 days before we were going to trial, after the prosecutor finally saw the video. And the video is on my law office website and the whole story, if you want to see it, at callrossywilliams.com. What if I had been too afraid to take the risk going up against the police department? Well, not every officer is bad. You see, I understand that and believe that because I also represent police officers. But I had to be willing to step out. How do you change the world? How do you make it better for your children, your siblings, those whom you love, if you are too afraid of being unpopular? I'm trying to tell you that if you want to make a power move, if you want to step out and ministry, if you want to open your own business, if you want to grow your church, if you want to change the lives of your children, if you want to move upward in your career, if you want to be whom God called you to be, a positive, productive change agent in this earth, you gotta be willing to go alone. You gotta be willing to lose some friends, lose some family members, have people turn against you, everyone not like you, because making power move, walking on water, takes the risk of stepping out of the comfort of the boat when everybody else stays in. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Glory, our time is mine. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify your name, we glorify you, and we thank you. Lord, we praise you, and we give your name all of the praise. Lord, today, I just ask you to let this word plant, let it germinate, let it be fertilized, and let it grow in every listener, so that they will stop being afraid to step out. Because God's souls are waiting on them. People are waiting on them. Life is waiting on them, and you are waiting on them to step out of the comfort and the safety of the boat where everyone else they know is reviving, and call out to you to strengthen them to walk on water. Give them, Father, the faith over fear to make power move, to be at the top of their game. When everyone else says no, to find the yes, to understand the power of persuasion, to bring about the effectuated growth of your kingdom in the earth, bless them with faith over fear, faith over fear, faith over fear, to make power move. Now, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you for all you're doing in the kingdom. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go on and praise God. Say, I will live in faith over fear. Say it again. I will live in faith over fear. Our time is run, so let me do the altar call, and then I will end with your time for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, you can repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Don't you feel it? Faith over fear. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, I will live in faith over fear. Amen. Everybody just say, I will live in faith over fear. Now listen, every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., you should not be missing this fire, because this is good word. I'm not just giving you scriptures. I'm teaching you how to live the best life in practical terms. You ought to be craving daily fire. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. If you can't get in with me at 7, you ought to be at fillthefire.com at 8 a.m. And even better, text the letters VF to phone number 33222 so that you can follow the show and you'll receive the recording of today's teaching so you can bless someone else. Also, make sure you tune in to Fox 7 News. Again, I don't know what time it will air, but they did say it will be airing today. And the interview was at my office today at 12 noon because we're going to be looking for justice for our own. Justice for veterans is a justice for, it's justice for everyone. And we thank him for his service. Again, you can see everything on my law office website, CalrawsiWilliams.com. CalrawsiWilliams.com. And my name is spelled Rawsi. Now, our topic for today is making power moves takes risk. Your task for today is to live in faith over fear. Do something you have always wanted to do, but you were too scared to step out. All right, I'll see you in the morning. We're making power moves today.